T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. 6 dead in shooting in Milwaukee. We have the story.
President says the U.S. is ready for the coronavirus. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
A report shows Medicaid paid for abortions in Kansas. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Another disturbance is going to be moving in from the northwest, and that will give us a chance of showers this afternoon. But our weather improves big time Friday and especially this weekend. Our complete forecast is on the way.
A workplace shooting at the Molson Coors Brewery in Milwaukee ended with 6 people dead, including the shooter, Wednesday afternoon.
This Miller Brewing site has been part of the Miller family and part of the city of Milwaukee for 165 years. And this is the saddest day that we have had.
Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett. Officials say no one was wounded beyond those who were killed. Officers report it worked for hours to clear more than 20 buildings in the complex, where more than 1,000 people work. Authorities say the shooter was a 51-year-old employee who shot himself to death.
President Trump is trying to assure the public that the U.S. is ready to take on the coronavirus if necessary.
President Trump speaking out on the potential risk of coronavirus with a Wednesday evening briefing from the White House.
Because of all we've done, the risk to the American people remains very low.
He also announced Vice President Mike Pence will lead up a coronavirus task force. But Democratic Congresswoman and former Health and Human Services Secretary Donna Shalala is blasting the president.
He should leave it to the scientists and the heads of the public health agencies.
The administration's asking Congress for $2.5 billion to combat the disease, but Senate Democrats are calling for $8.5 billion. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt reports a 33-year-old woman has been charged with murder after a man was found dead in a mobile home earlier this week in McPherson. 33-year-old Tina Nicole Brown, charged with first-degree felony murder, felony mistreatment of an elderly person, and a misdemeanor battery of a law enforcement officer. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation identified the victim as 63-year-old Kelly Peterson. His body was found Monday in the mobile home where he lived in McPherson. Authorities have not said how he died. Brown's bond was set at $500,000. She's scheduled to appear in court on next Monday, on March 2nd.
State Health Department data is showing that Medicaid has paid for 4 abortions in Kansas since January 2013.
Information from the Kansas Department of Health says 1 Medicaid-funded abortion occurred in 2014 and 3 in 18. Public funding spent a total of $1,030 on the abortions, with $454 paid by Kansas. The information comes as legislative leaders are blocking expansion of Medicaid coverage in Kansas, in part because it could increase public-funded abortions. Other lawmakers say Medicaid expansion and abortion are not linked. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Arizona's most populous county becomes the latest to declare itself a Second Amendment sanctuary.
Maricopa County becomes the 5th in the state to become a Second Amendment preservation county. It's the same county whose sheriff was the controversial Joe Arpaio. Supporters of the designation, which is largely symbolic, say it's to combat proposals like red flag laws, which allow firearms to be confiscated from people declared to be a danger to themselves or others. Red flag supporters say it'll prevent handgun violence. Opponents say it violates due process rights and the Second Amendment. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:03, 3 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Shocker men's basketball, home game tonight at Coke Arena. We'll preview that one. And we got a report on another close Shocker baseball game at X Stadium. Sports on the way.
The Kansas House has unanimously rejected Governor Laura Kelly's plan to refinance the state's pension debt. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock here on this Thursday morning. The Kansas House has unanimously rejected Governor Laura Kelly's plan to refinance the state's pension debt. Kelly wanted to add 10 years to pay off a $9 billion long-term shortfall, arguing the delay would give the state smaller, more affordable payments. Well, the top Democrat in the House, Tom Sawyer, says,
I think the reality is the legislature isn't ready for randomization yet. It's going to happen because the state is not going to be able to make those billion-dollar payments in the future.
Some lawmakers opposed Kelly's plan because it would add more than $4 billion to the total cost. Legislators did advance Kelly's proposal to cover some missed pension payments.
One Western state moving closer to repealing the death penalty.
Colorado State House approving the measure after the state Senate passed it last month. The Senate measure would apply to offenses starting July 1st and would not affect the three men already on Colorado's death row. But Governor Jared Polis suggested he might consider clemency for them if asked. Several Western states have moved to abolish capital punishment or put it on hold in recent years, and no inmates have been executed in any state west of Texas in the past 5 years, according to the Death Penalty Information Center in Washington, D.C. The last person executed in Colorado was Gary Lee Davis in 1997, who was put to death for the 1986 kidnapping, rape, and murder of a neighbor. Lee Silicera, Fox News.
A new government health report shows that an alarming number of U.S. citizens continue to be very overweight.
More than 4 out of 10 adults in the United States are obese, according to data collected between 2017 and 2018, and nearly 1 in 10 Americans are severely obese. The report is published by the National Center for Health Statistics and shows a 12% jump in the obesity rate and a near doubling of the severe obesity rate compared to a study 20 years ago. Both men and women were found to be equally as obese, but more women than men were severely so. Obesity is defined as having a body mass index, or BMI, of at least 30. Severe obesity is a BMI of 40 or greater. Eben Brown, Fox News.
A drastic measure taken by a hospital patient to get the attention of the nurse now has the attention of the police.
75-year-old John David King didn't intend to hurt anyone, but he wanted the attention of the nurses. He was upset because he felt they were ignoring him when he asked them to bring him his clothes. King admits he used a lighter to set a plastic bag on fire last Saturday. His roommate in the hospital room pressed the emergency button. A nurse came running, dousing the flames with a fire extinguisher. King was arrested and booked into the Volusia County Jail in Florida. It's unlikely his insurance is going to cover that $4,000 it will cost to replace the hospital bed. John Saucier, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We've got a traffic accident right now. K-254 eastbound, and it's by Greenwich Road. One of the vehicles involved in this one might have been a semi-truck. Again, that's eastbound K-254 and Greenwich Road. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We become partly cloudy today with a few isolated showers developing along and near a cool front this afternoon. Our high 52 with winds turning to the northwest. Any chance of rain will come to an end by this evening. Our overnight low near 30, and then sunny and warmer on Friday with a high 57. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, we have a southwest wind at 10 miles per hour and 30 degrees. Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Today is Thursday, February 27th, 2020, and the sun came out across central Kansas Wednesday. Wichita's high temperature was 40 degrees on Ash Wednesday. Normal high is 52. So not a bad afternoon after the sun came out. It's a little chilly, but, getting better. Looks like we're going to have some rising temperatures as we head into the weekend.
Yeah, sweet weekend.
Yeah. Well, the Super Bowl 54 halftime show starring Jennifer Lopez and Shakira reportedly spurred more than 1,300 Federal Communications Commission complaints, with some comparing the performance to a porno show or a strip club act. The complaints, which were obtained by WFAA in New York, were filed by viewers in 49 states, most of whom didn't approve the performance that featured Shakira twerking and J-Lo twisting around a pole in skimpy outfits. One critic from Illinois who lodged a complaint the morning after the February 2nd game was appalled that the disgusting and offensive performance was aired while minors were watching. I don't know. It's a little embarrassing to watch the halftime show. I left the room. I didn't watch it. But,
you didn't?
Yeah, I didn't. I have no interest in it. Zero. Zero interest in the halftime show. But, of course, my 13-year-old granddaughters and other granddaughters were watching it, and all the crotch grabbing and all that that was going on up there. They got to see all that. And I'm thinking, what do we do? We just, okay, whatever. I'm sorry. I think you're out of line.
Well, considering 100 million people watched it, yeah. 1,300 complaints is not that much.
I guess we're all immune then. Show us anything, we don't care. Or especially the kids, let them watch. 8:12 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Well, but this coronavirus thing, wow. Don't know what to think about it. It's just getting bigger and bigger. And some people say it's right on our doorstep. Others say don't be alarmed. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown is with us this morning. Evan, what are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to panic yet? What do you think, Evan?
No, I don't think you should panic. I think you should be vigilant. That's
vigilant.
All that you really need to do. The coronavirus disease is just going to, if you are to get it and you're a generally healthy person, it's going to be like a flu or even maybe like a pneumonia. I mean, it's going to not be fun, but it's something that you can get through. What you want to worry about is whether or not you're standing next to someone who looks sick. I mean, would you do that in general if there were no coronavirus? Do you want to stand next to someone who looks like they have a fever, who is sneezing and coughing and sweaty and everything? Would you do that even if there were no coronavirus?
No.
Of course, the answer is no, right? So same thing here. And if you've been traveling, if you've been on an airplane and you a couple of weeks later you get sick, tell your doctor, call your doctor, say, look, I was on an airplane. I didn't go anywhere internationally. It was just on an airplane, but who knows what the guy next to me was doing. That guy looked sick. 2 weeks later, now I'm sick. They're probably going to have you tested for coronavirus just to be sure. So they can, if you are infected, they can put you in isolation or they can make you stay at home and track your illness to make sure that you didn't spread it to someone else. That's really what I think most people need to worry about now. We have other things that are happening at the macro level. There are quarantine capabilities for people who get sick. There's a vaccine that is beginning its trials. It won't be ready for another year plus. They are working also on seeing if existing antiviral medication will be effective against this coronavirus. Something that they used in Ebola may show some promise here. But in the meantime, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. We all know how to not get viruses. We all do this already. We try to prevent ourselves from getting colds and flu. And this would sort of be the same method, really.
You have an excellent point there. You're keeping things in perspective. You know, how many people have actually have total or percentage-wise have succumbed to this? Were they older people? Were they in ill health? And I just think we're doing so much. Of course, we're all doing this, but we're all so much media going on, and it's going over into the stock market, and it's like
the stock market issue is something else. Now, in China, where it's been running rampant, mostly because Chinese health authorities did not get on top of it soon enough. They dismissed the thought that there was some novel virus going around, and they did nothing to work in the early days to contain it like we have, and it has spread rapidly, and it has forced closure of factories and other production means for international business and trade. So that's why the stock market is being hit very, very hard by this. And right now I'm looking up the Dow down 450 points again. But this has to do with it interrupting the operation of international business, more than just a fear that people would get sick. So we want to prevent mass sickness here, A, because we want people to stay healthy. That's the humane thing, right? But B, we don't want to interfere with productivity levels, because that will have the worst ripple effects economically.
Well, all right. Thank you. Appreciate your time this morning. That's Fox News Radio's Evan Brown talking about the coronavirus. And yeah, that's there are some, not just fear on Wall Street. There actually, as he said, there's more than that. There's actually some the business problems that are going on overseas, and those will impact anything that happens in another country business-wise is going to impact people in the USA and on stock market. So anyway, there you go. It's 8:16, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Hey, the Wichita Wind Surge holding auditions for national anthem performers to perform at the new Wichita Baseball Stadium in the 2020 inaugural season. Anthem auditions taking place Saturday, March 14th at 10 a.m. at the Sippets Auditorium in the Riney Fine Arts Center at French University. And so you think you want to be in this, you want to sing the national anthem? Am I going to go out there and see that? Again, Saturday, March 14th at French University at 10 a.m. Have you ever sung the national anthem in front of a bunch of people?
Today? I have.
Have you? How was it?
Awful.
Is it scary?
It's an awful song to sing.
It's tough singing, isn't it?
And much better when performed by a band.
Right. You know, and I think I was
not my favorite song.
Telling somebody the other day, I never realized this. We did, right after 9/11, you remember, our stations went to Lawrence Dumont Stadium, and we did a service to have an evening out there and have firefighters on and so forth. Remember that?
Yes.
And somebody was singing, I was down in the field level or something, somebody was singing the national anthem, and I finally figured out, you know, they would sing, and of course, the sound would come back from the PA
right.
system. Like a half second or a second later. And it's very unnerving. I mean, I don't know how people do it. I guess you just put the earplugs in and go about your business. Huh? So I got an appreciation for that. It's hard. And like you say, it's a hard song to sing. There's no doubt about it. It's okay. Auditions March 14th. That's a Saturday, 10 a.m. at Friends University. If you think you want to sing at the new ballpark. 8:18 now, Steve and Ted here in KNSS. It is Sports Time with Ted Woodward. And we've got Shocker basketball tonight. Right, Ted?
Yeah, only two home games remaining in the regular season, and one of them is tonight at Coke Arena. The Shockers and the Temple Owls going at it as the Shockers get things going between these two teams. The Shockers did lose at Temple by 12 points. That was a month and a half ago in Philadelphia, and the rematch tonight in Wichita, where the Shockers are a 9.5-point favorite coming into this one. Shocker head coach Greg Marshall talks about the Temple Owls.
I like to refer to Philly's guards affectionately as city guards. They've got city game, and they play with a lot of emotion and confidence. And, you know, that confidence can be sky high at times when they've made two or three in a row or you miss a couple badly and, you know, all of a sudden they start doubting themselves. So they have some really talented guards. Forwards have been hurt all year.
By the way, speaking of Coach Marshall, today is his birthday. Coach Marshall, 57 today. So the Shocks are playing on Coach Marshall's birthday tonight, taking on the Temple Owls. Shocks right now are in fifth place in the conference standings. Temple is in eighth place. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl begin their pregame coverage at 6 o'clock. The game will tip off at 7 o'clock tonight at Coke Arena. You can listen to it all live on 103.7 KEYN. Tonight, we'll talk Jayhawk basketball, the weekly edition of KU Basketball Hawk Talk with head coach Bill Self. That'll be at 6 o'clock this evening on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Of course, the Jayhawks ranked number one in the nation, heading to Manhattan, Kansas for a road game at K-State on Saturday afternoon. So plenty to talk about there. We did have Shocker baseball yesterday at X Stadium, Wichita State, hosting the Kansas State Wildcats. In-state rivalry between these two. And starting pitching, relief pitching, all good in this game. But the runs were tough to come by. Who would get the upper hand in this one? Mike Kennedy had the call yesterday on Sports Radio KFH.
1-1. And a ball hit to right pretty well. The right fielder going back. Wind's going to help carry this one. It is gone. Cade Clemens, with his second home run of the season, got it up in that jet stream with enough on it to carry just over the right field fence. And the Shockers lead 1-0.
Shockers wouldn't need that run. They won the game 2-1. Senior pitcher Tommy Barnhouse with a career-high 9 strikeouts, working 5 2/3 scoreless innings. As the Shocks now on a 5-game winning streak, and they were perfect on the homestand, winning all 5 games. Shocks now 6-2 on the season with that baseball win yesterday. In the NBA last night, the Los Angeles Clippers going to Phoenix and beat the Suns 102-92 in the starting lineup for the Clippers. Former Kansas Jayhawk Marcus Morris had 18 points and 5 rebounds. Off the bench, former Wichita State Shocker Landry Shamet made a couple of threes for his 6 points. Back-to-back wins for the Clippers. They're in the number 3 spot right now in the Western Conference. JUCO men's basketball in El Dorado last night. Final home game of the season for Butler Community College. The Grizzlies are ranked 25th in the nation. First round of the regional playoffs last night. Butler hosting Garden City. Dennis Higgins had the call of the game on Sports Radio KFH.
45 seconds into the second half. Ryan, crossover dribble. Pass goes up top. Stolen away by Easter. Easter in the front court. Left wing. Pull up. 3 on the way. Got it. Nicely done by Graylin Easter. A steal and a 3. And the Grizzlies' lead is 33-19. Their biggest lead of the night.
No trouble for the Butler Grizzlies last night as they roll over Garden City 74-56. Butler finished 13-1 on home court at the power plant in El Dorado this season. With that win, Butler now 23-7 overall. The Grizzlies advance into the quarterfinals on Sunday. That's sports with Stephen Ted.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Maybe everything free sounds great, but is it? That's coming
sure
up
with
Hannity and traffic and weather on the way. Stephen Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.